All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. For some folks, it's the Eastern Conference semifinals in the NBA playoffs, but for some of us, this really looks like the real series in the Eastern Conference playoffs right here. I'm talking about the third-seeded Chicago Bulls taking on the second-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers. And in this series, you know, they were two of the better teams all year long in the Eastern Conference. Cleveland comes in with a regular season record of 53-29, while the Bulls are at 50-32. Now, in the first round of the NBA playoffs, the Cavs were able to sweep the Boston Celtics. And, you know, it was a situation. Yeah, they swept Boston, but, you know, Boston was really in every single game because they were competitive. And that's not saying that the Cavaliers took them lightly at all, because that was not the case. The Bulls, they jumped out to a 3-0 lead in their first round series against the Milwaukee Bucks before the Bucks shocked a lot of people and showed a lot of heart and just real good old fashioned grit to grind out two victories before getting blown out at home in game six at the hands of the Bulls. Now, you look at this and you look at the history of LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers starting small forward, going up against the Chicago Bulls team in the postseason. And albeit whether it was with his time with the Miami Heat or, you know, his first time around with the Cleveland Cavaliers, it always seems that LeBron's teams and the Bulls are going at it in key games, whether it's late in the regular season or in the postseason. Now, this past regular season, Cleveland was able to take 3 out of 4 ball games from the Chicago Bulls. And I mean, again, at one point, the Bulls really did jump out and they put the Cavs in chase mode as far as the top spot in the Central Division went. But, you know, Cleveland really got their sea legs in the second half. All of that new talent was able to mesh together and they zipped past the Chicago Bulls, who were dealing with a lot of injuries. But you look at this Bulls team right now, they appear to be healthy and clicking on all cylinders. And you look at Jimmy Butler, one of their leading scorers and leading defenders, and he's going to have a big series for the Bulls if they're going to get past the Cavaliers. He's a body, he's an athletic body on the wing that will be guarding LeBron James. Now, you cannot stop LeBron James, plain and simple, but he's somebody that he will try, and I mean try, to slow him down and put some of that tough, good old-fashioned defensive grit on him. Bulls point guard Derrick Rose is starting to get it back. He's shown flashes here and there throughout the regular season. And now, as we are into the playoffs, can Rose put it together for a full 7-game series? We'll have to wait and see. Then you look at those big bodies on that Bulls front line. You have Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah. You also have Taj Gibson and Mike Dunleavy and Nikola Mirotic coming off of the bench. And Mirotic had a phenomenal rookie season for the Bulls this year. And you look at Gibson, he's another tough-minded guy for Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau. And Mike Dunleavy can still stroke the three-point jump shot. And when the Bulls want to go to the bench for Rose, they can bring in the speedster Aaron Brooks. Now, on the flip side for Cleveland, of course, it starts and ends with LeBron James, who is still the best basketball player on the planet, bar none. This is the first time round in the postseason for guys such as point guard Kyrie Irving. Guard J.R. Smith will be suspended at the beginning of the series following his incident at the end of the first round series with the Boston Celtics. And then you look at a guy like Timofey Mozgov, who has really provided a good presence down low for the Cleveland Cavaliers since they acquired him during the regular season from the Denver Nuggets. And he's going to have to come up big for this Cavaliers team, as will Tristan Thompson, who will be back in the starting lineup now. Why? Because the Cavs are going to be out or without the services of one Kevin Love the rest of the way after he suffered the shoulder injury. Not to mention, you also have Iman Shumpert coming off of the bench. Now, for Cavs head coach David Blatt, just like the majority of his players, this is the first time around in the postseason in the NBA. Tom Thibodeau and his crew is kind of like, you know what, we've been there and done it. The Bulls are going to try to grind out victories. And for the Bulls to have success in this series versus the Cavaliers, I see them on the defensive end allowing LeBron James to do what he wants to do and slowing down the people around him, making a guy like Kyrie Irving have to simply work for every single point like he has never done before in the NBA. And I think the fact that Kevin Love is not there is going to put more pressure on a guy like Tristan Thompson. And will he be able to rise to the occasion? I'm not sure. I think this is going to be a back and forth, knockout, drag out type of affair as far as a basketball series goes. But I'm going to go with the mentally tougher team right now, and that is the Chicago Bulls. Thus, I'm taking the Bulls over the Cavaliers in six games, and they will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals for 2015. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping everything from the 2015 National Football League Draft. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.